It's time once again for the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle, County Fuel, Town and Country Supermarket, Shelter Insurance, See Agent Norm Hollis in Alton, Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
And welcome back to Kabul for the Kabul Holiday Tournament and the second day of tournament play. And now we enter the quarterfinal round of the tournament in the winner's bracket as the number one seed, the Bunker Eagles, will play the Licking Wildcats in an effort for one of these teams to make it to the semifinal round. Bunker is 10-0 on the year, number one in the state of Missouri in Class 1. Bunker is coached by Rod Gorman. Their starting five will be Brennan Malloy. He is a junior. Braden Rayford is a senior. Chayton Calzado in the starting lineup, a junior, along with Owen Sanders, a senior, and Jayton Skaggs, and he is a senior. It'll be the top seed Eagles wearing white. Licking Wildcats in their black with burnt orange. The Eagles line up in an offensive tip here. Owen Sanders jumps center for Liberty. A quick tip, bad tip, or bad toss. And it's won by Licking, though. And the Wildcats set up. They shoot to the bucket to the right. Carson Walker, Jeff Sullins, Conway Addy, Logan Butner. Now ball knocked out of bounds by Bunker. He'll stay with Licking. Logan Butner and Jason Ingram are the five for the Licking Wildcats. Thanks to our Licking sponsors for the tournament, Rennie Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, along with Kinder Feed and Fox Funeral Home, and our corporate sponsors as well. Licking on offense on the left side, Carson Walker. Now Jeff Sullins to the high post, getting hung up with the shot. They kick it back. That's the left point. Three is up off the back iron, will not go down. And the rebound pulled down by Jayton Skaggs. Up come Bunker with it. Fumble pass, and it's safe, going out of bounds, and Bunker will turn it over. And now it's turned back over in the front court. In the lane, here's a hanging shot up and good by Owen Sanders. Sanders driving the lane and getting the lay-in from five. Full court pressure by Bunker. They'll attack. Feed it back to the right point. Fake the shot. Now at the free throw line. Follow-away jumper is good. Carson Walker with the first basket of the ball game for Licking. Bunker on offense, the Eagles. In the white with the green trim. Curling over the top, now at the right elbow. Open shot for a two is no good. Rebounded though inside by Skaggs. He puts it up, it won't go. Tipped out, picked up by Licking. Here they come on the run. 3-on-2 break. Pull up from 10 foot. Fadeaway jumper is short. Off the side iron and comes off to the Eagles. They'll bring it down the floor. Step through. Here's a driving layup. No good. Contact, no foul. Back we go the other way. To the right corner. Wildcats with the basketball. Double team to the right side. Back to the right wing. Tie game at 2-2. Out front, Jeff Stallings. A name you've heard many times in Licking basketball. Pass underneath, ball deflected out of bounds by Bunker. 5:39 to go in the first. Tie game, 2-2. So after we gather and get the ball back, Licking will play it in underneath. Inbound in the left corner. Ball tipped out of bounds. Bunker has better size across their back line than Licking will. They'll go a couple of 6'4s and a 6'3 thrown in there. Weak side pass, ball deflected, picked back up by Licking. Near turnover at the right elbow. Pull up jump shot is off the back iron. Won't go. Ball tipped out, picked up by the Wildcats. They move it out on the wing. Open shot for a three. That's no good. Rebound on the near side. Pull down by Malloy. Baseball pass up the floor. Threw it away. Out of bounds. Turnover on Bunker. And it goes back to Licking. Hi to the Licking Wildcat fans listening to the broadcast today here on the Fox 96.9. Licking trying to pull the big upset here. Day two of this tournament. On the low block, lob over the top to the right wing. Sullins has it. On the left, splitting the defense. And now pulling up, picking the dribble up. And a travel violation in the right corner against the Wildcat. First turnover against Licking today. 2-2. 4:45 to go. Here in the first quarter play. At the point, a catch and shoot by Malloy for three, and it's good. Brennan Malloy. He's a junior. And now we had a blocking foul against Bunker as the Wildcats got it over the timeline. Been looking forward to watching Brennan Malloy play. He's just a junior. Very good player. And now it'll be Licking ball at midcourt. They'll play the ball inbounds. It's Carson Walker. Over on the right wing, Sullins has it. As Bunker extends their zone and pressures the ball a little bit to the right corner on the baseline. The drive in, split the D, put up a running shot. Good, a circus shot. Put up and in by Carson Walker. He had to contort himself a little bit. Malloy lost the ball on the way up, out of bounds. Last touch by Licking. And the green and white Eagles will throw the ball inbounds. They do so out on the right in the corner. Now Malloy has it back out to the point. Looking plain straight man-to-man. Ball nearly lost. On the baseline, Malloy. Backdoor pass is stolen away. Looking cut in. Nice play off the back line there. Over the top, left wing. Here's a three ball. Good! Carson Walker's got all 7 points. The Wildcats lead at 7-5. Out front, they'll run offense. Bunker will, that is, with Calzado to the low block. They'll back down, turn, face, lean in off the board. No good. And the rebound taken down by the Wildcats with Jason Ingram. On the right wing. 7-5 game. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dribbling in. Here's the follow-away from 12. That's off the side iron. It comes off into the hands of Brendan Malloy. Malloy at the middle of the court, pulls up, shoots a three ball straight on, good. Malloy's made a pair of threes. That one from about 5 feet behind the top of the circle, straight on. Backdoor pass, good feed, bounce across, one fake, one bounce, up strong, got blocked out of bounds, stays with Licking. With 2:31 to go in the first. Cohen Blankenship will check in. Now for the Wildcats, the senior. Braden Rayford checks out now for the Bunker Eagles. Back to play. 8-7. That three by Malloy gave Bunker the lead. High post. Left wing. Catch and shoot for another three. It's good. And again, it's Carson Walker. He has all 10. 10-8. Malloy on the left side. Guarded tight. Now in the left corner, they look inside. Now they go back to the left corner. They'll dribble out to the top of the circle and get the ball to Malloy. Bounce pass inside, posting down low, turning, facing, shooting, and missing. And the rebound picked up by the Wildcats. They come back with it. Here he is again. You got to keep an eye on number one, Carson Walker. He shoots another three, and it's no good. Ball comes off, picked up by Licking, put back off the board too hard, and the rebound taken down by Bunker. Up the left side, it's Malloy. Hesitates, spins to the middle, leans in, shoots and scores. Got to get help on him. Make him give the ball up. Wildcat through the basketball. Tie game at 10-10. Long three again. This time no good, but the ball is rebounded by Licking. Pump fake inside, up, blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcat. 1 minute to go. First quarter. Braden Rayford comes back in the ball game now for Bunker. Licking basketball. Inbound in the right corner. Sullins has it. He'll have to dribble it out, and he does. To the high post. Dumb down inside. Pump fake. Goes up. Missed it. Guys on rebound. Puts it up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be Licking basketball. There's an example right there. Jason Ingram probably stands 6 foot, maybe. And he's got 6'4", 6'5", around him. That's pretty tough. Scoring close to the bucket. Sullins has it on the right point. 40 seconds to go as we go back to play. Licking has done well here in the first quarter. Right wing, Sullins. Baseline drive inside. Wraparound pass with ball. And now a whistle and a foul call. Carson Walker put it on the floor and drove the baseline, but he got fouled on a hand check. So that foul is on Jackson Bryant. And now here's the ball tied up. On a pass to the low block, tie up, turnover. Goes back over to Bunker. On the walk up the middle of the floor, Skaggs has it, Jayton Skaggs. Out front. Clock down to 6 seconds. Malloy, long three, right wing, around and good. So he's good. And that's the end of the quarter. And after one, two guys doing all the scoring except for one field goal. So it's Brennan Malloy, 11 plus 2 from Owen Sanders, 13. And the Licking Wildcats with all 10 points scored by Carson Walker, 10. After one, back in a minute on the Fox.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply in Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
13-10 is your score as the second quarter rolls out here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Here in the winner's bracket, Licking Wildcats will have the ball down by three, 13-10, as we go back to play. It's been a two-man show. Carson Walker for Licking, Brendan Malloy for Bunker. Out front, Licking with the ball, pressured. Now they get the ball up court to the right corner. They'll dish it off, no shot. Pass to the low block. Turning to the middle, back to the left corner. No shot available. Pass out, but throw it away. Taking the other way. Hesitate, layup is good by Braden Rayford. In the front court now. Bunker goes to a little bit more of a trap. Into the right corner. Lob over. Left corner. Three ball is up. No good. Rebounded, though, by the Wildcats. Knocked away. Loose basketball on the floor. Picked up by Licking. We get it ahead to the corner and threw it away. Only, well, now I can say four players have scored in the game. Three for Bunker, one for Licking. Bunker is a very athletic team. And their defense is getting a little bit better as we get out. Malloy catch and shoot from the right wing for a three. No good. Bounces over the backboard out of bounds. Malloy has terrific shooting range. About 6'4". You could see him maybe wearing a Grizzly uniform someday. Pass up ahead, beating the press. Here's a layup, no good. Ball tipped along, picked up by Bunker, and they'll come back. Up five. Step through left corner, catch and shoot, and the ball is in the air, no good. Ball comes right back, though. Now at the right point, here's another three, and that ball will come along again off the miss. Still loose, picked up by Bunker. Step through, lay-in is up and in. Timeout Licking. And that time, they were just overwhelmed as Braden Rayford got the follow finally. And a timeout, 6:01 to go in the first half, 17-10. Well, we have a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here during this. So that means that here today, after this ball game, Norwood and Salem will play. We'll take a break for that game, but come back with Liberty and Gainesville, which could be a pretty good game. And then the final game of the night, which should be maybe, potentially anyway, the best game of the tournament so far. Mansfield going up against Alton. In the backcourt, the black-clad Licking Wildcats will bring it up. They've hit a pothole here. Down the key, fake the pass, and the drive in by Sullen. No good, but a foul call on the play. And that will get Jet Sullens to the free throw line. He is a sophomore. And he toes the line wearing those bright orange shoes. First attempt is no good. Still looking for a Wildcat other than one named Carson Walker to get some points here. Next try is good. Jeff Sullivan breaks into the score column, 17-11. This is the number one team in the state in Class 1, the Bunker Eagles. They are really good. And Licking now down by six in the second. Trying to hang with them. You want to give yourself a chance. Here's the ball out front, knocked away, and it's going to be out of bounds. And it goes out of bounds at midcourt. It'll stay with Bunker. And the Eagles will throw it in with Jayton Skaggs. Now up the left side of the court. Here's Malloy. Goes left baseline. Hook pass back on the left point. Here's a three ball. That's short. Malloy gets it, though, and we get a foul away from the ball, and that's going to be on Licking. Logan Buckner is called for the foul. That's his first foul. Both teams have one foul. Inside, here's a post-up move. High off the board, up and good by Brayton Rayford. At 19-11. On the right side in the corner, Jet Stolens, back out it goes. Carson Walker with it. See if they can get Walker an open shot here. He's had the hot hand. Back to the far right side. Stolens, open three, is in and out. Rebound, fought for and finally controlled by Skaggs. Bunker has it. Up in front court, Malloy, hooked past left corner. Whistle, and out of bounds as the ball was caught in the left corner by Brayton Rayford, who took to the baseline and stepped on the line. Bunker's fourth turnover of the ball game. 19-11. Winner of this will play the winner of Salem and Norwood. To the high post, Wildcats on offense. Conway Addy playing the post on the left wing. Open three is going to be no good. Ball comes off the miss by Jason Ingram. Now up the left side. Here's Malloy. Hesitates, drives in. Left hand goes up. Lost it on the way, but picked up by the Eagles. Rayford out to the right point. Skaggs has it, and he waits. Gets it to Malloy. On the left side to the low block, Skaggs posting up in the middle, lean, shoots right hand, no good. Rebound long, picked up by Rayford, pull-up shot. Back iron, no good, and rebounded by Licking, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Carson Walker, who threw an elbow after he got possession of the basketball. So Walker gets the foul. Neither team close to the bonus. So it'll be Bunker basketball. The Eagles will throw it in with Jayton Skaggs on the baseline, and the score at 19-11. Bunker on top. Here's the inbound play out front. Terrible pass stolen by Walker. He'll take it the other way, and he'll get pushed out of bounds, and a technical foul call on Walker. And the defender was right up on him, pushing him down the court as he got to the baseline. Well, he was going out of bounds with the ball. He turned and threw the ball down. He didn't throw it at his head or anything, but he threw it down below the waist of the player that was guarding him, trying to bounce it off him. And so that was deemed something other than a regular basketball play. So Walker will get a technical foul and a personal foul. And the free throw shooter is Malloy, the other end for Bunker. First try is no good. And he'll get one more, 19-11, 3:33 to go in the first half here at Kabul. And the next try is good. So it'll be, who will it be? It'll be Eagle the basketball. Skaggs will bring it up, 20-11. Left side, Malloy. Right point, catch and shoot for a three, good. Braden Rayford now has, well, that was a three, so he now has nine. At the right point. Makes the shot, dribble in, back outside it goes. Ingram, now out to Cone Blankenship. Blankenship over on the left side of the court. Here's Logan Buckner. Pressure on the basketball up front, and it's stolen away. Now collision, picked up, pass up ahead, Malloy. He'll go in all alone, lays it up good, foul on the play. The basket counts. The foul is called against Conway Addy for licking. And the shooter for the three-point play. Malloy shoots and good. And timeout, 2:43 to go in the first half. With the score now, the Bunker Eagles leading the Licking Wildcats 26-11. Back in a minute on Fox.
Town and Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town and Country Bank, member FDIC.
Forbes Pharmacy in Houston, Rennie-owned, is proud to be a Houston Tiger sponsor. Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Houston area? Stop in today at Forbes Pharmacy in Houston. They can serve your pharmacy needs with delivery and mail-out services available. They also have a drive-thru, open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. They are ready to serve you. Call 417-318-0330 to see how they can help.
We're back at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, and it's Licking basketball in the backcourt. The Bunker Eagles, number one in Class 1, not number one seed in this tournament, on the press. Now, front court ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Licking with 2:32 to go in the half. Jason Ingram playing down low. Boy, he's got his hands full in this game going up against the back line for Bunker. Bunker's not huge, but they have really good size from one side to the other. High post. Left wing. Can't get the shot away. Back to the block. Inside, up and under. Too hard. Rebounded, taken away by Malloy. He goes back from right to left. Lobs it up to the right corner. Jab step. Rayford. Skip pass. Left point. Malloy thinks about it and pulls it back. Down the key in the left corner. Down the right side. Now they'll move it to the left. Taking their time, Bunker with 1:45 to play in the half. And they lead it by 15. This Brendan Malloy really reminds me a lot of the Burns kid that was at Thayer a few years ago. Here's a shot for a three and no good. And a nice rebound that time by Logan Buckner. And Licking controls. High post, turn, face, shot, good. Jason Ingram with his first basket. And 26-13. Malloy has it at the point. He'll circle out and he'll run it. Double high screen, he goes to the right. Popping out, catching, shooting a three ball. It's too, no good. Rebound inside, though, and the putback is up and in by Bunker's Owen Sanders. So a putback makes it 28-13. In the front court, and a reach in, and a foul is going to be called on the far side of the floor. As Bunker double-teamed the basketball, and a reach-in foul will be on Jayton Skaggs. So Skaggs picks up his first. Team foul three on Bunker. But we're down to 40 seconds to go in the half. Left side, Buckner. to the high post, threw the hands, turned it over. Down the front court, ball got away momentarily. Skaggs fakes, goes up, blocked away. Back out to the point. Wide open three ball is good. Owen Sanders. 31-13. Difference in the game so far is Bunker's defense has really made it hard for Licking to not just score, but get looks. Inside, here's a shot up at the horn, no good, and that will do it for the first half. Defense aplenty. Licking held, or I should say Bunker held Licking to 3 points that quarter, and after the first two, it's top seed Bunker, 31, and the Licking Wildcats, 13. We come back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family-owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply in Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Town and Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town and Country Bank, member FDIC.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
All right. 31-13 is our score here at halftime. There's a lot of basketball being played right now all over Southern Missouri. You've got our tournament here, the Kabul Holiday Tournament, Greenwood Blue and Gold Tournament in Springfield. You've got the Pink and White Tournament going on in Springfield. You have the Walnut Grove Girls Tournament. You have the Mountain Grove Girls Tournament going on. No shortage of basketball around the area right now. And in this ball game, it was 13-10 after the first quarter. And so Licking was able to kind of hang with them up to that point. Then we got to the second quarter, and Rod Gorman, the coach of Bunker Eagles, who is one of the best basketball coaches in the state of Missouri. Made an adjustment, and that adjustment saw Bunker outscore Licking in the second quarter 18-3. So something changed, and Bunker made some adjustments. Licking could not. Licking is still trying to adjust at the offensive end, because they just are having a devil of a time, not just scoring, but getting shots. In fact, in the first half, Licking had 5 field goals, 4 of them by the same guy, and that was Carson Walker. He had 10 points in the first half. Jason Ingram had 2, and Jet Sullins had 1. That counts for all of the 13 points scored by the Licking Wildcats. Now, on the other side, the Bunker Eagles got 15 points from Brennan Malloy. They got 9 from Braden Rayford and 7 points from Owen Sanders. So, like Licking, only 3 players scored for Bunker in the first half. Difference being how many they scored. It's 31-13. And we'll take our final 3-minute break and the second half from Kabul and the Kabul Holiday Tournament in just 3 minutes on the Fox.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply in Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
News, I'm Jane Fergus. A massive snowstorm causing travel trouble in the Northeast. This woman trying to get home to New York from Atlanta.
I got 3 notices starting at 7 o'clock this morning that my flight was going to be delayed, and then they canceled it. Then I got on another airline, and they're delayed.
The problem started Friday with more than 8,000 flight delays. President Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at Mar-a-Lago to work on a peace deal with Russia.
Ukraine's president says he's willing to establish a demilitarized economic zone in the Donbas region if Russia agrees to withdraw troops, something Moscow has thus far rejected.
Fox's Jared Halpern reporting from Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya, guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Time to check that forecast again, as we currently have fair skies and 71 degrees still here at the studios in West Plains. Now seeing a fog advisory for tomorrow until about 6 a.m., lasting till about 6 p.m. Tonight, 59 degrees is the overnight low, some patchy fog, then showers and breezy conditions for the day Sunday with a high of 69, but all the way down to 19 as the overnight low Sunday night. Double H will have the second half for you as Bunker leads 31-13 over the Licking Wildcats. More basketball on the way. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on 96.9 The Fox.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Business underway in the second half, and it took 9 seconds for Brennan Malloy to drive the left baseline, get a bucket, and get fouled, and he'll shoot one. And that foul called against Licking's Logan Buckner, his second. Free throw, Malloy, good. And bam, like that, that lead grows by three. It's 34-13. Pass up ahead, stolen. Pass up ahead. On the baseline, here's a pull-up shot from 10 feet. That's good by Braden Rayford. Rayford has 11. 36-13. So I'll tell you what, this Buckner team is going to be a nightmare for Class 1 teams to play. Here's the ball stolen at midcourt, and now we'll get an over and back call. Did anyone have possession of the basketball for it to be an over and back call? It was deflected, and they're going to overrule this and say instead now that it will be Licking ball in the backcourt. We played 38 seconds and counting now in the second half. Carson Walker passes to the right wing. They need to get the ball to Walker again, get him some shots. Here's a three from the left side. Good. Carson Walker. He made two threes in the first half. He has 13 points now. He's their go-to guy for points. Then it's a 20-point game right now. 36-16. Over on the left to the baseline. They'll cut that ball off. Back outside on the wing. Malloy got a three, and it's no good. Ball comes off. Taken down by Buckner. Buckner now in the middle of the floor. Carson Walker with it. Jump inside. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Good defense that time by Buckner. By Bunkers, Owen Sanders. So Licking will throw the ball in from under their own basket, trailing by 20, 36-16, 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Lob out front, nearly, and it is stolen, and we'll get a tie-up, or a holding foul is going to be called on Licking. Going for the loose ball, the foul call on Conway Addy, his second foul. Bunker basketball. Brennan Malloy to the right side. Braden Rayford with it. Pass down low on the block. Leans in, hangs, shoots, and scores. That's Owen Sanders. He has 9, 38-16. Up the right side. Carson Walker now in the front court. Bunker goes back to their zone. To the high post, dump down pass, bad pass inside, stolen. Licking's fifth turnover of the ball game. Malloy to the left corner. Malloy never stops moving. He doesn't have the ball. He is cutting, he is screening, he's doing something. Here's a pass down low and a hook shot, or a scoop shot is up and no good by Rayford. A little spin move with the left hand. And now taken down, and here comes Licking with it. Trying to cut it back to 20. The Eagles shift their zone to the point, to the right wing. Sullins wide open. Three ball, good. Boy, he drilled that one. Jeff Sullins with his first field goal. He has 4 points, 38-19. Bunker sets their offense. Rod Gorman on the sideline directs it. And now here's Malloy going one-on-one into the middle. Kicks it left corner. Oh, shot for a three is good. Calzado. Caden Calzado with the bucket. It was a three. It's 41-19. Buckner out front, left point. Walker back to the right point for Licking. Sullins to the high post, turning in the middle, double team back outside. Up fake on the three ball shot. They'll dish it inside. The ball will be stolen. Calzado with it. Down the front court, Sanders. And Bunker will set up. Into the corner. Sanders out front. Top of the circle. Goes to his left on the dribble. Stops. Now back outside. Gets the ball out to Rayford and now over to Skaggs. Jayton Skaggs. Malloy comes and gets it out front. Steps back. On the right wing, Skaggs to the corner. Calzado pressured. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to be, out of bounds off of Bunker. Eagles with their fifth turnover. Both teams with five. Walker with it into the front court. Sullivan dribbles down. Left baseline, hands it off. Buckner goes up off the board, no good. And the rebound taken down by Sanders. Now Malloy. Sanders at the point. Bunker moves it around the perimeter. Here's a drive, no good. Ball won't go down for Jayton Skaggs. And the rebound taken down by Licking and Conway Addy. Carson Walker to the point. Sullins has it. Jet Sullins, left wing. Walker drives in, slapped away from behind, out of bounds. It will stay with Licking Wildcats. Jackson Bryant back in the ball game for Bunker. He'll come in for Jayton Skaggs. Inbound in the corner. Out front, tipped away and stolen. Calzado, back the other way, goes up, played it up, no good, but he got fouled, he'll shoot two. Caden Calzado, off the turnover, took it the other way. 41-19, Caden Calzado with 3 points today. First try here is good. Calzado gets one more, and it's good. After today's games, we'll play again Monday. Walker, over the top pass, cross court, too high, out of bounds, tipped out of bounds. Wildcats threw it away twice in each of the first two quarters, and now they have three here in the third. Over on the left. That's the right point. Calzado thought about it, now moves it back. Gives it to Malloy. Malloy works his way in, crosses over, gets in lane, spins, kicks it back outside, back to Malloy in the right corner. Spin, baseline, drop step, up off the board and good. Boy, Malloy, he's got the package when it comes to offense. 45-19. Front court Licking. Ball stolen away. Here we go the other way. It's up and down with two hands for Brendan Malloy with the dunk. Down to the other side. Here's Walker, and he'll force a shot up as he drives the right side of the key for Licking, and he draws a foul on the play. 47-19. The foul is on Jackson Bryant. Carson Walker, 13 points today. Free throw number one is back iron, backboard, no good. One more try. Carson Walker, second of two is in and out. The rebound pulled down by Braden Rayford. And the Bunker Eagles with a comfortable 47-19 lead with the ball and 1:30 to play in the third quarter off a screen to the right corner. Rayford has it. Goes baseline. To the baseline. Pulls it back outside. At the point. They'll fake the shot with Skaggs, and he'll drive to the lane. Gets trapped inside out. Now Malloy, three ball is short, and the rebound will be fought for, picked up by Calzado. Keeps it inside. One bounce, whistle, timeout called by Bunker. And it'll be a full timeout. 1:07 to play in the third with the score. The Bunker Eagles, 47, and the Licking Wildcats, 19, back in 1 minute on the Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
One minute, 7 seconds left to go in the third period from Kabul in the first quarterfinal game. Backdoor pass on the inbound. Shot up. Good. Foul to play. Basket counts. And Braden Rayford gets the bucket. He's now got 13 points. And that foul, number one, on Cone Blankenship. For Licking. So at the line for the three-point play, Braden Rayford, and it's no good. 49-19, 105 to play. Third quarter. If it stays at 30 or better, we'll have the turbo clock in the fourth. In the lane, here's a turn. Ball kicked to the left corner. Open shot for a three. It's way short. Picked up, though, by Licking, and we'll get a foul call on Bunker. Going for the rebound, with 46 seconds to play in the quarter. Back of the ball game is Owen Sanders for the Eagles, and they'll take Braden Rayford out of the ball game. Here's the inbound play. In the corner, Walker. They get the ball to Blankenship. Into the high post, turn, face, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bunker, and they'll control with 35 seconds to play in this quarter. Good crowd here for Saturday afternoon basketball in Kabul. Calzado has it out front for Bunker. They're just running time right now. We're down to 13 seconds to play in the quarter. Now Skaggs with 10. Looks back door, gets it inside, open Sanders shot, back iron, up, no good, tipped up, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. Big contact under the basket, going for that loose ball. Everybody seems to be all right. So, with three in and one to go, the turbo clock. Oh, they called a foul on that play as time ran out on Jason Ingram. So it'll be two shots for Brennan Malloy for Bunker. His first try, good. Malloy has 22 points. And his next try is good. So, now, we We are officially at the end of the quarter with the score. Bunker, 51, Licking, 19. Back in 1 minute on the Fox.
Town and Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town and Country Bank, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Licking and Houston area? Well, stop in today at Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Not only can they handle your pharmacy needs, they have Heroes Coffee and a large gift item selection. So while you wait for your prescription, do a little shopping and have some Heroes Coffee. Rennie Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
We start the fourth quarter, and it'll be the turbo clock on until Licking trims this under 30. It'll be Licking basketball starting the quarter with Walker on the right wing and Bunker in the zone on the baseline. A double team, lob it out to the point. Down on the right side, Walker can get the shot away. Now force one from the right point. That's no good. And the ball comes off and rebounded by Sanders for Bunker. At the point, Jackson Bryant back out to Rayford. Sanders now. He'll dribble in, and they'll get the ball to Malloy on the right wing. Straight man-to-man by Licking. They have to pressure the ball so far behind. In the paint, Malloy is trapped, kicks it back outside. Double team now to the corner. Here's Sanders driving in, stopping, pulling up. 10-foot shot, good. Owen Sanders has had a good ball game today. He's got 11 points for Bunker. It's 53-19 with 6:40 and counting. In the left corner, open shot for a three. That's an air ball. Comes off, put it back, and the shot is blocked, and it'll be two shots. As the clock keeps it running. The foul's on Bryant. And the first try is no good. Scoreboard says he has four fouls now. First one was no good. The second one is good by Conway Addy for Houston. Wildcats have two field goals this half. Both were threes. Skaggs out front, now Malloy. Timeline. Jason Ingram trying to guard him. That's a tough matchup. Malloy's fairly quick for a bigger kid. Left wing, wide open, three ball, good. Braden Rayford adds on, and he's got 16. Over on the left side now. Cross-court pass, mounts it to the baseline. Back to the left wing in the corner. Here's Walker. He'll dribble in and around and through and step back, set and pop a three. And that's off the back iron, around, rattles, no good. Rebound to Sanders for Bunker. Over on the right, they'll take it to the middle of the court now with Jackson, or Jayton, I should say. Skaggs, bounce pass to the right wing. Brandon Malloy, the junior, shoots the three ball, and that's off the mark. Rebound on the weak side. Pulled away by Carson Walker, and here comes Licking. Cut off out front, steps through, kick it to the wing, to the baseline. Pump fake. Down low by Ingram, and out in the corner, three is good. Oh, Cohen Blankenship with his first basket. Front court now, and Bunker with 4 minutes to play. Up by 33 points. They are in no hurry at all. Here's Malloy. Now on the right point, back to the right wing to Malloy. He'll dribble to his right, wraparound pass, low block wide open inside, laid it up and good. Jackson Skaggs posted up inside, or Jayton Skaggs, I won't keep on going, Jackson. Jayton Skaggs with the lay in his first basket, 58-23. Ball tipped out front, now to the left. Way out for a three, and no good by Walker. Rebounded by Calzado, and we'll get timeout called, and we'll get some subs in the lineup. Will Hackman will check in for the Bunker Eagles, and well, I hope they got it right in the scorebook, because we have someone with, oh, there he is. Now down the key. Now on the right side, Bryant over. The ball knocked away from behind, stole it. Back the other way, Walker all the way. Lays it up and in off the turnover. Over. 58-25. 2:35 to go. Sanders beats his man on the dribble. Drives the lane, puts it up, and get it to go. Rebound to Licking. With 2:23 to go, long pass up ahead, good catch, and the shot is no good. Off the miss by Ingram, they threw it up ahead, but he had a little bit of company there. Now the front court. Right point pass, Owen Sanders, back across to Braden Rayford. He dribbles in, he lost the basketball. Back comes Walker. He'll set and pop the three ball. That's good. And now a stoppage in play. And with 1:48 to go, Licking will substitute everybody. And basically, Bunker has done the same thing. 58-28. On the right side now for Bunker, Wyatt Amston in the right corner. It's Jackson Bryant. Feeds it back behind. Now Grady Barton in the right corner. Dribbling out is Bryant. Now at the point, crossover dribble, nothing open to shoot, and that back goes back to Calzado on the left wing. We're a minute to play in the ball game, all the way in. Calzado got snuffed out of bounds, and he touched it last as it came down on him. And substitutions here. Pass to the free throw line. Left wing, open shot for a three, is up and good. Parker Huff with the three. 58-31. Turbo clock technically is off now, 20 seconds to go. But Bunker, let's see if they try and score with the subs out there. To the right corner, they'll pop the three from the corner, that's good. And that should just about do it, and it does. Evan Bick with the last bucket for Bunker, and the final score is 61-31. Bunker with the win. We'll take a 30-second break. Recap scoring coming up next here on the Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important when you need it.
County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
That was a potent 1-2 punch for the Bunker Eagles today as they advance on to the semifinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. The final in this game, Bunker 61 and Licking 31. Scoring for the Bunker Eagles, the leading scorer of the ballgame, Brendan Malloy. He finished with 24 points and 16 from Braden Rayford. 11 points by Owen Sanders. Licking led by Carson Walker with 18. But it was thin after that. 4 points for Jet Sullins, 3 for Parker Huff, 3 points for Colin Blankenship, 2 for Jason Ingram, and 1 point for Conway Addy. In the second half, Licking just had such a hard time scoring the basketball. In the second half of the game, Licking made 6 field goals in the last 2 quarters, and 5 of them were 3-point shots. They couldn't get anything around the basket. Final again, 61-31. Bunker now 11-0. Number 1 in the state in class. One Licking goes to 5-4. Up next, we don't have the next game. But we'll have the game after that when Liberty will be going up against the Gainesville Bulldogs. Till then, for Dylan Griddles in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying so long for now from Kabul, Missouri.
You've been listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle, County Fuels, Town and Country Supermarket, Shelter Insurance, Sea Agent Norm Hollis in Alton, Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service.